Season 2 of End of All Hope is here, and I want to mention that we are on Patreon. So if you want to go to patreon.com/7lamb, you can find a bunch of bonus content that we're uploading monthly, and it's only $1 to donate. You can donate more than that to see all the different rewards that we have, and every amount helps. So even if you want to just donate $1 a month, that definitely helps us out, and it all goes back into creating content such as this. Once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. Now enjoy the first episode of Season 2 of End of All Hope. Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 1, Lost and Found.
Shit, shit. Where the hell am I? I blindly ran through the woods. The only time I could see my surroundings was when the lightning would crack the sky. Serena was dead, and now I was alone in the middle of the woods. I should have listened to her. We should have hidden the house. Now she was dead, and it was my fault. Circles. The shrieks and the gunfire were louder now. Where the hell was I? Maybe. If I climbed a tree, I could... Oh, God! Ah! I tripped and fell and now lay in a ditch. Leaves and dirt clung to my face, but the heavy rain quickly washed the debris off. I tried standing, but my ankle hurt. Ah. Shit. I twisted it. I sat up and rubbed it. Shit. 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 Oh no. How long had I been running out here? The shrieks were louder. Did I really make it all the way back to town? It was easy to get turned around out here in the darkness. When the lightning flashed, I didn't see any creatures. Just more woods, more rain, and more darkness. I tried to stand again, but the pain was too much. I definitely twisted it. Stupid ankle. Oh no. They were coming this way. What do I do? I couldn't climb a tree now. I quickly fell to the ground and covered myself with leaves. I could hear the creatures running by. Please don't see me. Please don't see me. I couldn't hear the creatures anymore. Even though the rain didn't help, I didn't move. I decided to stay completely motionless. I lay there for a long time. I was cold and wet. An old memory of my brother and I playing hide-and-seek at our family cabin popped in my mind. We would always hide in the most ridiculous spots. I remember one time trying to hide in a stream with a piece of straw as a breathing apparatus, but it didn't work, and I ended up breathing in water. That's when Andy found me. Now, I lay under a bunch of leaves playing a much, much more intense game of hide-and-seek. A life-or-death version. But I couldn't stay here forever. I didn't hear anything. I should go. Now. I'll have to hobble my way out of here. This won't be easy. But it was better than waiting for one of those ugly fuckers to step on me. I climbed out of the leaves and dirt and was instantly met with a gun to the face. The barrel was pointed at my head. Behind it, a tall man in a military uniform.
Have you been bitten?
No. But my ankle.
Raising up out of the ground like that almost got you shot.
I was hiding.
Obviously. I'm going to ask you one more time. Have you been bitten?
No.
All right, then get up.
The man was named Ambridge. I remembered him as one of the men who had picked us up outside of town when we'd first got here. He remembered me too. We didn't talk much, but he did tell me when he got the order to fire on everyone and everything, he ditched.
I wasn't about to start shooting innocent people, orders or no orders.
The rain had finally stopped. We walked through the woods. Well, Ambridge walked. I limped. We didn't see any more creatures, and eventually the storm passed. The sun was just coming up, brightening up the surrounding forest. I hoped Ambridge knew where he was going.
This way.
Are you sure? How do you know?
I just do.
We walked and limped for another half an hour, when we finally discovered a road.
Rockwell.
That was the name of the road.
Rockwell, Rockwell. I think, okay, this way.
Hold up. I can't walk that fast.
Here.
Ambridge came over and put my arm around his shoulder. He helped me take some of the pressure off my foot while we walked down the road.
Did you ever see your friend Ava?
You mean, Dr. Bennett?
Yeah, right. Doctor of what?
Science?
Relax. I know she lied.
Oh, did she tell you?
No, but I did talk to her after I found out.
She had a good reason for lying. Really?
So she believes.
She's an environmentalist. And so am I.
And that means what exactly?
That she could help.
We needed Dr. Catherine Bennett, Chief Science Officer.
Ava's the next best thing.
So I guess since you were in the woods alone, covered with leaves, she never got to you and your friends.
No. I hope she made it out.
She seems like the resilient type, so I'm sure she's fine. But she did go back for you.
Really? We never saw her. And once Serena and I got split up from the group, we went into town. But your asshole friend shot up the house we were in and they killed Serena. That's when I ran into the woods.
I'm sorry, man. I told you, I wanted no part in that. And I wasn't the only one.
Why did they do that?
We thought we had more control over the town, but the amount of shriekers that poured in was more than could have been imagined.
Those were all people.
Once, yeah.
That's sad. Hours passed. My leg was killing me. Where are we going again? I thought you said it was close.
There's a gas station at the intersection of Parker and the 502. Johnson, Griff, and I would stop there before we headed back after patrol. The station hadn't been raided yet, so we were able to take a lot of shit. If anything were to happen, Griff and Johnson would be there. Maybe even Jast.
If they made it out.
Yes, if they made it out.
It's been a while, though. What if they were there and left?
I don't know. I'm not planning that far ahead.
So, are we close?
I think so.
I hope so. My ankle is on fire.
You need to stop?
I need to, and I want to.
Fine, but we can't be long. The longer I take, the less chance there is of finding someone at the gas station.
Just 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes.
We walked another 10 minutes until we hit a small church. There were no cars in the gravel parking lot, and the small wooden doors in the front were shut and locked.
Let's check the back.
Ambridge kept his gun up, ready for any kind of confrontation. We walked around the side of the building. Ambridge tried a side door, but it wouldn't open.
Let's see if there's another door.
Who's out there?
Someone was inside.
Private First Class Ambridge with the United States Army. Just looking for a place to rest, sir.
And I'm Jay. I'm an environmentalist.
Really?
Find someplace else.
Hey, we don't mean any trouble.
Have you been bitten?
No, sir.
What about your friend?
No.
Listen, if you don't want to open up, that's fine.
Do you have a weapon?
Yes, sir, I do.
If you put it down, then I'll open the door.
Sorry, sir, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
I'm not taking any chances with this guy.
Well, I won't open the door either. Have to be careful, you know.
Do you have a weapon?
Of course.
Then you can understand why I wouldn't want to give up mine. My friend and I would like to be careful, too. Are you alone?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Forget this. Let's go somewhere else. I'll walk.
I can see you, so don't try anything.
Hold on, I think you might open up.
I can see you talking to each other.
We're not going to hurt you, sir.
And you haven't been bitten?
No, sir, we haven't.
It turns you, you know.
Yes, sir, we know.
I don't think... The man opened the door. He stepped out. He wore a white tank top and ripped jeans. He had scraggly hair and a short beard. His nervousness was evident as he kept his gun up. Ambridge kept his up, too.
If you were bitten, you would change soon.
Sir, I promise you we're not bitten. My friend needs to rest. He twisted his ankle. We mean you no harm. We just need a place that's safe.
The man stared us down for a few seconds.
Okay. Come in.
We walked inside the church.
It's hard to trust people, you know. I'm not crazy. But what's happening is...
Are you the only one in here?
Yes, but I can reassure you, that I'm quick with a gun, and I was in the army too. So don't try anything. I'll take you both out.
I told you, we're just here to catch our breath, then we'll be on our way.
I've seen people turn. It takes a while, but when that virus hits their brain, they ain't right anymore. They come at you. Happened to a friend right in front of me.
I'm sorry.
I sat down on one of the pews.
How did you wind up here?
We had a military camp not far from here. Got overrun.
During that storm?
Yes, sir. How long have you been here?
5 days. There was food in the back. I know I can't stay here, but I have nowhere else to go, you know?
We're heading west, or at least I am, to California.
You'll never make it.
What?
Those things are everywhere. The big ones and the turned ones.
Well, I'm still going to try. I have family in California.
I had a family here. In 2 days, they were all gone.
They left?
They're dead.
Can we put the gun down now?
Fine, but don't try anything.
I assure you, we'll leave shortly and be out of your hair.
Good. I don't need you turning on me.
I told you, we haven't been bitten.
I didn't like this guy. He seemed off.
Do you know if there's a vehicle around here?
Plenty of them. The closest one is mine, down the road.
Really?
I spun out when my wife attacked me. She lied about being bitten. First my friend, then my wife. If you want the car, you can have it. I'm not leaving here. Not anytime soon.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
No.
The man ran into a back room.
Hey, why don't you stay here and I'll go get his car?
I don't know. He seems weird.
Here.
Ambridge handed me his handgun.
Keep this on you. You'll be fine.
You're not going to leave me, are you?
No, but I'll move faster without you. I'll get the car and come back. If those things show up, let's face it, you can't run. Now put that handgun away. Stay here. Promise I'll be back.
I heard the big ones.
Are they outside?
I didn't see anything, but they're fast.
What if those things show up?
They haven't come in here yet. I have a hiding spot, though, in the back under the floorboards.
There you go.
Comforting.
Listen, I'm going for your car. Jay's gonna stay here if that's okay. Because of his ankle, I think it's best I go alone. I'll get the car and come back and be out of your hair.
Don't attract those creatures.
I won't.
I won't wind up like Greg or Carla or Hunter.
Who were those people?
I'll be quick and I'll make sure nothing happens. Now, where'd you say your car was?
The man walked to the window and pointed out.
Down the road, on the left. I spun out and it went over the side. It should be easy to get it back onto the road, though. I thought about going back for it, but I like it here.
Keys?
Still inside.
You left them in there?
He nodded.
You sure you don't mind us taking it?
No. There are other cars in the neighborhood. My wife is still in my car. You will have to move her.
Oh. Okay.
He seemed very nonchalant about his dead wife.
I'll be quick. You okay?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Use the side door.
Will do.
Ambridge left me with the weird guy who sat on the pew across the aisle. The way he looked at me gave me goosebumps.
I know you've been bitten.
I haven't.
That's what Greg said.
I'm not Greg.
You won't turn and attack me.
I don't plan on it. And that's when he raised his gun. He pointed it at my chest.
I'm not gonna let you turn.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Adam Jetmore as Jay. Jack Austin as Ambridge. Co-starring Willis Harris. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.